With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Despite millions of illegal aliens streaming into the country in recent years, 198 House Democrats have voted against a Republican bill that would require Americans to show proof of U.S. citizenship before voting. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says it now, it's crystal clear. President Biden and the Democrats want those illegal alien votes.
No wonder when you look at all the Democrats that are abandoning Joe Biden, that he opposes a bill that says illegals can't vote. I guess he's looking for additional votes since he doesn't have his own party's votes anymore.
The Republican SAVE Act is expected to get bottled up in the Democrat-controlled Senate, and President Biden promises a veto. U.S. Senator Democrat Peter Welch of Vermont and Democrat partisans George Clooney and Rob Reiner have something in common. They've joined the call for President Biden to quit the White House race. Mr. Biden will try to quiet doubts about his abilities at a late-day Washington News conference.
The president will face questions from the White House press corps at the conclusion of the NATO summit. Mr. Biden and his campaign hope to use the event to fend off continued calls for him to withdraw from the 2024 presidential race, given concerns about his age and mental fitness. He has argued he had a bad night at the debate 2 weeks ago and believes a strong performance this afternoon will convince members of his party that he still has the ability both to win in November and to serve a second term. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, the remnants of Hurricane Beryl have triggered flash flooding across parts of New England, and more than 1 million utility customers remain without electricity in and around sweltering Houston. The June Consumer Price Index, due for release later this morning. Ahead of that, stock futures are in the red. The Dow futures down 53 points, NASDAQ futures off 18. This is SRN News. Christians continue facing severe persecution at the hands of the communist government of Vietnam.
A group of 11 Vietnamese Christians are reported missing after being sentenced to 90 years in prison. According to the Christian Post, these individuals arrested between 2011 and 2016 include 6 Protestants and 5 Catholics, now unaccounted for in the Southeast Asian nation's prison system. All of them were part of the churches that were not officially recognized by the Vietnamese government, which frequently targets such groups under accusations of undermining national unity policy. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Terror attacks are forcing a denomination to close 70 churches. Those churches are in Nigeria's Plateau State. According to Christian Daily International Morningstar News, many of the congregants have been forced to flee their churches, farms, and homes, with many of them ending up in internally displaced camps. This is SRN News. The defense has wrapped up closing arguments. Jury deliberations could start today in the federal corruption trial of Democrat Senator Robert Menendez of New Jersey.
Menendez attorney Adam Fee told the Manhattan jury the case dies there. He said Menendez was doing his job and doing it well. The government failed to prove the senator's actions were anything other than what elected officials are supposed to do. Menendez is charged with accepting gold bars and hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash from 2018 to 2022 from 3 New Jersey businessmen and agreed to take official actions that would benefit their interests. Prosecutors pointed out earlier fingerprints were found on tape that sealed up the cash and on envelopes belonging to one of the businessmen and to Menendez. I'm Ed Donahue.
A pilot died when her single-engine firefighting aircraft crashed into a Montana reservoir while scooping up water to fight a nearby wildfire. SRNNews.com.